Well, we've all been through a lot in recent months, and that includes people with livestock and animals to care for, and a lot of them having trouble getting them fed this time of year. And joining us now is Laura Clark. She's the executive director of the Whatcom Humane Society, and they've been helping out. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Joe.
Great to see you again.
You as well.
And so you have a program underway that you're helping out people who have animals to care for.
We do. So we've always had a pet food bank program at the Whatcom Humane Society, providing dog and cat and other small animal food and toys and supplies for the pets of low-income residents in need. But with the horrible flooding that we experienced several weeks ago, combined with that epic cold spell, what we've realized is there's not a lot of grazing land for horses and cows and goats and pigs and chickens and things like that. And there's a lot of people in our community that might need a little extra help. So partnering with a generous donor and our friends at CHS Northwest, we've created a temporary livestock food bank program. So if folks have a need for hay or feed grain for their horses or other large animals or small animals, they can come to the Whatcom Humane Society. We'll give them some coupons for hay or grain. They can take them to a CHS store, redeem them for that. And then hopefully over the next couple months, that can help them feed their animals so they don't have to rehome their animals or their animals don't suffer.
Yeah, yeah. Because we were just talking off air that the price for these, as so many commodities for us humans, have really gone through the roof.
The price of hay is really gone through the roof, and people are just struggling right now. And so it's sort of a win-win for us at the Humane Society. Not only can we just help some animals that we know really need help, but that's going to reduce the number of calls that our animal control department's going to get of people concerned about animals in need. It's going to reduce the number, hopefully, of animals ending up in our shelter at our farm facility being, you know, surrendered because people can't afford to feed them. So, you know, the program is limited. We're hoping just to get through the winter. So, again, if people are needing some hay or some grain, they can come to the shelter every 2 weeks while we have the supplies available to us and get those coupons to redeem for the supplies they need to feed their animals.
And you said this was a single donor that helped you out with this program?
It was a generous donor made the initial gift. And so if folks want to continue to support the program, of course, you can go to whatcomhumane.org and make a donation. And the more funds we get, the more hay and grain we can buy and purchase. And again, our friends at CHS Northwest have really helped us out as well with this. And we're just hoping we can help folks that have been through so much this winter. And when you think winter's kind of just gotten started, really, we have a long ways to go, and we just want to help as many animals as possible.
So people can stop by anytime during your regular hours to pick up the coupons if they need them to help feed their animals.
They can. And also our animal control officers will have coupons in their trucks available. So when they're out and about, if they're seeing animals in need or if you see an officer, you can flag one down.
Fantastic. Or go to your website if people want to donate and help out.
Absolutely. WhatcomHumane.org.
All right. Laura Clark, the executive director of our Whatcom Humane Society, doing so much for our animals. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you.